It's always such a joy to be here, and I was going to say to Brother Ernie that, yes, some of the faces do change, and some of the faces age a little.
Thank you.
I would be in that latter category. Brother Ernie is as fresh as he ever was. Maybe my eyes are open, but that's okay. The Lord answers prayer, and the Lord is faithful. And I know many of you, and I thank you so much for the prayers that have gone up for us. I say this without any exaggeration. This has been the best year since I've come up to camp. I made a career switch when we moved to New Jersey some 20 some odd years ago into the field of teaching. And one of the things, my prayers was, Lord, I have the summer, so I want to spend time here. I have the time. There are a lot of folks that can't spend 2 weeks up at camp or more or less even sometimes because they have such busy schedules. But the Lord has been gracious to me and our family, and he's helped us, and we're doing well, and it gives the chance to be up here and to serve. And I'm so thankful, I have to say, for the men that serve with me, in whom God has put a desire to be with these boys and counsel with them. We have men of all ages. We've got a very young man working with us, Evan Wu, who's just kind of helping out as a junior counselor this year. He was in Old Nantum last year. And isn't that the progression? You don't have to work in the village necessarily, but you go from one place to the next, and you go on. And then you have some that are older that are coming, some for the first time. And I'm so blessed that the Lord has put it in their hearts to serve. And so we're looking at what it's like to live in Babylon as a foreigner. So the lessons have to do with Daniel. But as I look around the room, and I'm sure that if you talk to your neighbor about their background, I would say there's a good chance that many of us are from different places, and maybe just first generation, or not even that, just here. I'm first generation from Germany, but we have people from China. We have people from all over the world that are here serving together and coming together. And the world is becoming ever more complex, and people are coming in from all over the place. We're melding together, and we live this day and age in a real Babylon. And so how did Daniel do this, and how did he live in that way? I'm trying to get my Bible to open up here. Sometimes technology doesn't work that well, but it's working now. So we're looking at how do we live in this world. And if you remember the story of Daniel, how as a young man, pretty much a 14-year-old, about as old as our Old Nantum group, 1450, we don't know for sure. But these young men were captives. They were imported without any choice. They were put into a foreign land. It's almost, and that land was grand. Babylon was majestic, and it was mighty. And what a place to be in. And these captives had a choice. They had a choice either to assimilate or to integrate. To be separate, to isolate. And that's a struggle. What do I do? Do I just live in my own community, just serve among myself, among ourselves, and kind of live together? But the prophet Jeremiah spoke to the captives, and I'll read this to you. There's a third way. If you remember back in those days, it was kind of, well, let's keep together, let's keep isolated, let's keep to ourselves, and maybe the Lord will bring us back to Jerusalem. But Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 29, here's his instructions to the captives of Babylon. And we're captives in Babylon. Here's the third way. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there, and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, For in its welfare, you will find your welfare. So we don't assimilate, but we also don't isolate. We live as lights in a dark world. And that's where the Lord is calling our boys. We've been challenged this week. As I said to you, I think this has been probably the best week that I can remember. The Lord has challenged us. This altar, as Brother Ernie's talking about, has been full several times. And the Lord has spoken to us. And he's spoken to us in a way that he never has before. It's very common in camp to have this sort of camp experience. It's a highlight. You're together in community and we're seeking the Lord. And the Lord does a work. But then when we go back out, it's very easy to assimilate and to go back into your old routine. But the Lord has been calling us out of that. And he's been talking about us, about the things in our lives that need to be under the blood, so that we can be those effective lights, and so that we can be the people that God has called us to be. And so God is answering prayer. So I'm very thrilled that God is working in each of these boys' lives. And I am in faith with Brother Ernie and with all of you. Please continue to pray. God is not done. And we know that. There's a part of the memory work that you will not hear today, because we're going to be working on it this coming week. But let me read that to you in closing before I turn things, in closing for my part. It comes from 1 Peter 2, verses 9 and 10. This is a direct talk to us, our calling. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. For this purpose, here's the purpose. It's not just to be that in a group, isolated. That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Who were once a people, who were once not a people, but now are the people of God. Who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. That is our goal. That's my drive. That's my prayer for these boys. Know your calling. One of the things we talked about the different names with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel came. Of course, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the Babylonian names. And if I try to remember the Hebrew names, I'm going to mess them up, so I'm not going to do that. But there is this duality. Each of the Hebrew names was a reference to God. Each of the Babylonian names was a reference to a Babylonian god. And Daniel never forgot who he was. He never forgot his name. And so my prayer is that these boys never forget their name. They are sons of the living God. And we say that in faith, and we say that with prayer on our knees, and with weeping and rejoicing at the altar. Pray with us that the Lord will continue to work in these boys. Thank you.
Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Ephesians 2, 19-21.
That was impressive. Yeah. And it's so true. And we're so thankful for what you shared with us. I like the first song, and I also like the second one. And I can't imagine what you might be learning this week. Another song? We don't know. But we want to pray for the villagers also, that the Lord will continue to help them. God, you're able to deliver them.
Yes.
You're able to deliver every one of these boys from this present evil world.
Yes.
And to hold your hand over them and present them faultless before the Father with exceeding joy. We're confident of this very thing, that you who have begun a good work will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ, because you're faithful. Lord, look at ourselves and we wonder, how could we? How could we stand against Babylon in Babylon? But you're faithful. And you're able, and if you deliver Daniel, why not every boy? Why not every camper?
Yes, right.
Why not everyone in this auditorium and room this morning? Why not?
Yes.
Lord, unto you who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless. Because
yes.
You're a mighty God, strong and mighty on behalf of those who put their trust in you. And we're believing you to continue to work this week among these boys, every one of them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost to give them the strength that they'll need to stand as they go back and face the world and the pressures of this world. Panoply them with the power of God. We call upon you, Lord, for each one, for every single boy. You know where they're from. You know their home churches, or you know their families. You know where they're going back to. You're able for every man. Why not for every man? And so, Lord, we're holding faith with them and for them. Thank you for what you've done. We're trusting you to continue your good hand upon them. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let's all sing together. To God be the glory, great things he has done. Number 18 in our hymnal, if you'd like to stand together as we sing, we can do that. And take the offering. Now, this morning's offering is for the Pilgrim Camp Children's Fund. So what is collected this morning goes to sending children to Pilgrim Camp next year. that maybe couldn't come otherwise and couldn't afford to get here, so you can give accordingly. And there's also the possibility to donate if you're not prepared this morning online on the Pilgrim Camp website. Just go to the donate tab and you can make a donation to the camp at any time through that channel if you would so like to do that. But shall we stand together as we sing number 18?